I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. The district is putting a bond proposal before voters on August 4th. Here's the details with Dan Skews.
The bond proposal is seeking a 0.99 mil increase in our taxpayers' taxes for a period of 25 years. And what that means is it's about a $3.90 increase per month for the average homeowner in Negaunee. And then obviously the proceeds would go towards paying for the $8.5 million in projects over the next several years. So the premise behind the bond proposal is to make several upgrades throughout the district. All of the upgrades would be happening at the three school buildings, along with the construction of a field house on the south side of Miners Stadium. So when we break down the projects, you know, a couple of the bigger ones that will happen at Lakeview Elementary, we're going to do some renovating of all of the classrooms. There's 31 in total. 16 of those classrooms haven't been updated since 1951 when the building was built. Mm-hmm. And then the other 15 haven't been updated since 1985 when a new addition, which is now, 35 years old, was put on to the building. We're also going to purchase some technology at Lakeview, some 500 Chromebook computers, along with replacing of some windows in some of the classrooms there. At the middle school, we're planning on doing an entire window replacement. The windows there are about 40 years old. The company that put them in are out of business. We're having a hard time getting any parts or anything like that for those windows. So quite a few of them are not functioning at all. And others are functioning at very, very little. We're also going to be renovating the library at the middle school, and we're also renovating the library at the high school. And in both buildings, the idea is to eliminate the number of books, because we have a surplus of books that aren't being used anymore, and to replace those with technology and some user-friendly furniture that, you know, once the COVID thing is lifted, we can do a little more collaborative learning and different things along those lines.
Now, you have a series of projects that you'd be looking at, but there's one that right now is catching a lot of interest in the community and in the public that has to do with a multi-use facility. Tell me about that plan.
Yeah, and that's a perfect way to describe it. It's definitely a multi-use facility. For those people who are familiar with our football stadium, if you're looking at the field from the stands, on the south side of the field, there's three tennis courts that we would be removing. And then putting up an enclosure in that area that would assist our student body. It could be our marching band using it potentially for marching band practice, rehearsal before a marching performance. It would be used by our athletic teams, particularly those in the spring and fall when the weather isn't very great. They can go indoors and not have to worry about canceling practices. And then for community use, we would open it up for walking. We're going to have tennis courts available in there along with turf. We're going to have pickleball lines on there. Pickleball is becoming extremely popular in the community. All of that would be available to the community as well, and we would have open hours for the community to come in and use it.
So this is going to be a fairly substantial building then. I mean, how big are we talking?
Yeah, we're looking approximately at about 160 by 130. Okay. So it's going to be similar in size to what our bus garage was that was built on the highway this past winter. So if you can kind of envision the way the bus garage looks, that's pretty much what the field house will be size-wise.
So if people have questions, they want to find out maybe the full list of the projects that are going to be done, where classrooms, technology, library upgrades, and they have questions for you or the district, how can they find out more?
Yep, they can definitely call the administrative office. That's where my office is. That number is 475-4156. They can take a look on the webpage and find my email address. That's dan.skews@negaunischools.org. Or they can take a look at our Facebook page, because we update that pretty frequently as far as different informational pieces regarding the bond proposal. So there are quite a few outlets that you can use to get more information about the different projects that are planned.
That's Dan Skews, superintendent of the Negaunee Public Schools. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.